Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sam Calderon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Worthington. Pitching for the New York Giants, Al Worthington. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Dusty Rhodes now playing right field. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Spencer and over to Thompson, who tags Bell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Adams moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spencer moves to third. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington hits a fly ball towards center. Bell catches it and throws to home to double up Spencer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger bunts towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Al Corwin now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridges moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Bridges moves to third. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass hits a line drive to left field. Irvin throws towards the plate. Calderon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Calderon. Bridges scores. Adams scores. Kluszewski goes all the way around to score. Greengrass moves to third. It's 6-4, Reds. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Grady Hatton now playing first base. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Noble now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is walked intentionally. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Spencer scores. Noble moves to second. It's Giants, 6, Reds, 6. Ruben Gomez pinch runs for Bobby Hoffman. Bud Podbielen now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a line drive towards third. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 6. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Noble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Spencer moves to second. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik fires to second and picks off Spencer for the out. 1 out. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow bunts towards the mound. Podbielan fields it and throws to first for the out. Noble moves to second. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Podbielan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Bud Podbielan. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Borkowski reaches second base with a double. McMillan goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-7 Giants. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Bridges bunts towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to third. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Noble settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up beyond first. Lockman can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Borkowski scores. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 8, Reds, 8. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 8. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Kelly now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin strikes out. 2 outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-4 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Reds 8. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Spencer bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. 1 out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Noble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 9-8, Giants. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0-for-0 in the game. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kelly fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 8. The Reds will come to bat. Davey Williams now playing second base. Al Dark now playing right field. Darryl Spencer now playing shortstop. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dark, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. George Lurchen pinch hits for Bob Kelly. George Lurchen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lurchen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Grissom now pitching. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Dark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 9, Reds, 9. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Colum now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a pop-up beyond second. Bridges can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. Semenik drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thompson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up beyond second. Williams can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Noble hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 5 in the game. Semenik strikes out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Colum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colum hits a pop-up beyond short. Spencer can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colum fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockman. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall is walked intentionally. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 6 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Hatton moves to third. Marshall moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and New York Giants, 9. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.